You're listening to SBS News.
In the fallout from the chaos and upheaval that has gripped Sri Lanka, one of the most enduring images will be of protesters splashing around in the presidential swimming pool, laughing and taking selfies to capture the symbolic breaching of the country's seat of power. It came on a day of anarchy, as demonstrators stormed the palace of President Gotabaya Rajapaksa and set fire to the house of Prime Minister Ranil Wickramasinghe, police using tear gas and water cannons in a bid to quell the crowd. Neither of the two leaders were in the building at the time, but it was the culmination of months of protests over a collapsed economy, and the message was clear. Before the end of the day, both had announced they would be stepping down. Ranil Wickramasinghe, who was only appointed in May, was the first to go.
I suggested an all-party government to the president. Today in the country, we have a fuel crisis, a food shortage. We have the head of the World Food Program coming here. We have several matters to discuss with the International Monetary Fund. Therefore, if this government leaves, we should immediately have another government. It is wrong for the country not to have a government at this moment. I say it again, when this government leaves, there has to be a government in place.
Then, with hundreds of thousands protesting in the capital Colombo, parliamentary party leaders called on the president to go as well. Sri Lanka's parliamentary speaker, Mahinda Yapa Abe Wardena, says Mr. Rajapaksa will comply with the request.
The decisions arrived at the party leaders' meeting today were personally informed to the president by me. He agreed to implement those decisions. He informed me to announce to the country that he would resign on Wednesday, the 13th of July, so that there would be a peaceful transfer of power. Therefore, there is no necessity to destabilise the country any longer.
Mr. Rajapaksa and his family, which has ruled Sri Lanka for most of the last two decades, are being blamed for the country's economic collapse. There are currently severe shortages of essential items. Secretary of Sri Lanka's Inter-Education Union, Jagath Arnold De Silva, says the protests have shown the nation and the international community the power of the people.
So today, the people who were in the struggle, they entered the president house possibly and took it in control. So now this is a real thing that happened today. What we have to say is to the people, now we have to gather and form a nation's government.
But it's come at a cost, with dozens injured in the unrest and still no end in sight to the country's severe economic and political woes. Gareth Borum, SBS News.